Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I love it. You know, Dandy Don, when Lisa talks about we're going to interview a special guest, and we've had some very, very special guests on. And today we're going to have a very special guest join us in just a few minutes who came to this country, and he picked up himself from a poverty level, if I can use that phrase, and really, improved his life and has been a blessing to many, many others. Dandy Don, how you doing today, sir?
Doing fantastic, Jim. I'm just so excited about the show today. You and I and our guests go back quite a ways. And yes. And he's so unassuming. You know, when I first got to know him, he was in the back of the room being very quiet. And then one day he shared his story. And I was like, oh, man. So I can't wait for him to share his story on our show today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because last week we had Tamara Hunter, one of our executive training directors, on the show. She's a cancer survivor. And she comes straight from the heart, because when she gets ready to speak on stage, the very first thing she asks the audience is that, have you ever heard these three words? You've got cancer. And she's a cancer survivor, and she created the Chemo Buddies for Life. And she's got a program there that she gives away a pamphlet for free as a complimentary gift. And it's for anyone suffering from any type of a physical disease, life-threatening disease. And she even has a thing in there called a chocolate day. Isn't that right, Dandy?
Yeah. So she looked, you know, I think when people are going through her mission is make sure no one goes through their cancer journey alone. And that's what Chemo Buddies for Life is all about. And actually, she's extended that to just not be cancer, to other people going through other illnesses. And on our website, speakerspathway.com, we actually have, if you go right in the middle of our landing page or our homepage, is complimentary gifts. If you go there and scroll down, you'll see Tamara's picture, and she has a gratitude journal that she's offering for comp on her. So all anyone has to do is go down, click on the button, and get that for people going through some kind of a challenge.
Absolutely, because she wants everybody to have a buddy in their hour of need, and that's a very worthy call. She was also selected for the Next Impactor Award, and if you'd be kind enough to go to the website there at tokenet.com/yourfutureisnow, you can download Tamara's show, you can share it with others, or you can get it on iTunes. And please subscribe to the show and let others know whenever you come across a topic that's really good and can be a blessing to others. Please share it with others. And today, Dandy Don, today, I'm just going to say, when I saw the topic of Mira's show, and this is his show, Dandy Don and I, we're just a fill-in host, and they let us know when we're going to break and come back and all those good things, because that's the way we view our show. We're focused on infotainment and providing great information and inspiration to you, the listeners, and we appreciate that. But when I read his title, Overnight Success is a Decision, I thought, oh, man, take it from there, Dandy.
Absolutely. So when I first met Mira, like I said, he was working video at some of the events, actually several events that you and I were at, Jim, kind of early in our journey that led to us forming Speakers Pathway and being here today. Well, Mira was a fellow traveler on that journey, and he was working the video, always very busy, did the best job of anybody I've ever seen. And guess what? I've done a lot of events, and I've seen a lot of events. And the more I got to know Mira, the more I was impressed by not only how he did his job and ran his business, but who he is as a human being. He has such an amazing story. So, Mira, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much. I thought you just said it's my show, so welcome, guys.
Yeah, you got that right, brother.
And he's got a quick wit. I told you.
You guys, I'm so happy to be here because, like you said, I've actually kind of seen you from the beginning stages of your speaking careers, and you are a couple of awesome gentlemen. So I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm honored, and I'm happy and excited to share some of my stories and some of my learning experiences from that journey with you and the listeners.
Oh, yeah. So people out there get a chance to know you and your interesting story, like Dandy Don and I have got to know you. Would you be kind enough to start by just sharing with us your upbringing?
Of course, yeah. And I, by the way, I love the Dandy Don thing. I was listening to a couple of your episodes yesterday just to see what the format is. And when you start saying Dandy Don, I was like, "That's you guys are just awesome guys."
So,
yeah. Well, as far as my upbringing, I mean, I grew up in the Czech Republic back during the communism. So my first 15 years of my life, I didn't know anything more than just what they allow us to know. And it was kind of a normal upbringing. Both of my parents were factory workers with, you know, the kind of mindset that a lot of people have. It's just work hard and, you know, go to school, get a job, work 40 years, get your golden watch and go retire. And, you know, maybe back in the day it was similar over here as well. But, you know, we didn't know any better. There was no exposure to the outside world, or a very small one, if you will. And you know, I didn't know I was growing up, you know, maybe poor or kind of like a little, you know, spit above poor. But since I didn't know, I just lived my life and had, you know, my upbringing and just grew up, I think, kind of very normal, you know, not too much drama in the family. I mean, my parents got divorced early on, but besides that, they, you know, both loved me. I saw them all the time and there was no, you know, big drama back in the day. And so I just, you know, basically, you know, to fast forward a little bit, I went to school, that, you know, the whole normal middle school, elementary school, high school, whatever stuff. And then got my first job at McDonald's out of all companies, because McDonald's was allowed to come in after the communism went down, which was back in 1989 in November. It's actually coming up. It was November 17th when the Velvet Revolution happened. So that's coming up pretty fast, 30 years, I think, now. And, you know, work at McDonald's. And back in the day, the guys in the Czech Republic had to go to the army. So we went to the Czech army for 1 year, which, you know, was kind of a total waste of time because it wasn't a professional thing. It was just to kind of get it over with. And so I served my 1 year over there and then came back. And that's where a lot of the stuff began, because I didn't want to go back to McDonald's anymore. And I found some opportunities, you know, I don't know, I got hired to a radio station to sell advertising, and then some direct sales company that you may know here too. It's a concept where you go door to door and sell, you know, $20 discount coupons or a gadget or something, and you kind of get your feet wet in the direct sales thing. But that only lasted a couple of months, because then I saw an ad in the local newspaper for job opportunity in the United States. And back then, my dream was to buy a pub that we used to visit frequently with my friends, and it was for sale. So the job opportunity was for 6 months to come to United States, go work in Texas, disassembling some old oil towers, and, you know, just hard work. But the pay was supposed to be about $6,000 to $8,000 a month. And whoa, back in Czech, I used to make $2,500 a year as a manager at McDonald's. So that will put it in perspective a little bit for you. So I, you know, the dream was to go in, work hard for 6 months, make enough money to buy that pub, and, you know, own my own business, own my own pub, and have it all paid for and all of that stuff. So this was, you know, last minute ad. It was, you know, I went to the office, applied for the job, and the only requirement was I had to get myself on the plane within 2 days, get my visa, get my plane ticket, and get $3,000 cash to bring with me to buy a work permit for the 6 months. And so somehow I ran to the embassy, got my visa. Back in the day, it was not as difficult, and bought a last minute plane ticket. Never been on the plane before, so you know that was sort of exciting, sort of scary, and got myself on the plane. Went from Prague to Zurich, and from Zurich to JFK. Landed in New York City on it was the day before Thanksgiving or 2 days before Thanksgiving, 1997. So it's coming up on 22-year anniversary this Thanksgiving in next week or a couple of weeks from now. And so that's how I got actually on the plane. Didn't speak English. I had my dad had to sell his car overnight basically to get the $3,000 for me. It was worth about $5,000, but because it was overnight, he had to get $3,000 for it. So he gave me $3,000 for the work permit and $200 just in case money.
Wow.
And if we weren't on the radio, I do a quote unquote just in case money. But that's how I got to the United States through land.
That's really amazing because all the things that had to happen there and all the things that you did to be able to get here. My goodness gracious. You know, Dandy, we got about a minute left or so before we go to commercial, but most people would have quit before the bell even rang for round one, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Most of us have been there where it's like, oh, well, I could do this. And it's like, but I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I'll never be successful. Right. And then you get stuck. So that's one of the things I really love about Mira's story is success rewards
action. There we go. Right?
Yeah. You took some action, man. I love that.
And when he was talking about growing up, he didn't know he was poor. I could relate to that because I grew up on a farm in North Carolina. And all my neighbors and all my friends, I mean, we didn't have a lot of money, but what we did have, money couldn't buy. And that's very, very precious. And when he was talking about that, I kind of related to that. And I used to tell people in a joking mood, I didn't know what money was. I went to town and saw people had money, and I come back home, what's money? Mother says, I don't know.
Well, when we get back from the commercial break, there is more.
Hey, you bet. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same. But if that 150-pound person takes a one-hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And during the break, Dandy Don, we were visiting with Mira, and holy smokes, he really laid something on us that would probably floor the average person, didn't he?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, going to the moon, right? He takes this big chance. His family believed in him, sold the family car. Just think about the love that went into that. And so Mira's on this high. He's on the airplane coming to the U.S., the streets of gold, you know, all the prospects that I'm sure, you know, were told him. But that's not all, is it, Mira?
No, it is not. I landed in New York, and we were supposed to meet basically a driver that is supposed to pick us up. And when I say us, I started spotting basically several other people that look like me, kind of lost and looking for, you know, somebody to meet them, because the driver didn't show up on time, so there was nobody to actually welcome us. So we were just kind of wandering around, and then we started talking to each other, all waiting for the same company to pick us up. And there was about seven of us, so total eight total in this group. And the driver did show up about an hour and a half later. They took us to a hotel, gave us each $10 for dinner. And, you know, that was the first time I actually experienced this convenience store that had a big aisle in the middle of it, hot Chinese food, like a Chinese buffet. So I loaded up a styrofoam box full of Chinese food and got a large Heineken and went to the hotel and just, you know, enjoyed a dinner with some American football for the first time and went to bed. Now, the next morning, the same driver showed up and took us to the Empire State Building. And I believe that was the Thanksgiving Day, 1997. And they in the Empire State Building, they had a nice office. So we got to the office. There was a secretary in the main room, which was not a typical secretary. It was a dude, Russian-looking dude, wearing black from head to toe. And, you know, he was there to welcome us. And then we had a sit-down interview with what was supposed to be the person from, I guess, the embassy to award us the work permit. Mm-hmm. And then we went to this broom closet where this girl in sweatpants and tattoos on her hands took the $3,000 in exchange for a little receipt to find, you know, make the transaction final. And then we went off back to the hotel and got another $10 for more food. And we're told that we just need to wait for the next day, for the first day of. And that's when the story started getting, take a different turn. So the next day we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then noon comes and we have to check out of the hotel, and there's still nobody to pick us up for the training. So as we're getting a little suspicious, we start making phone calls and called back to Prague to an office where some girl all freaked out told us that, there's 120 people calling, because it was eight of us, but it was 120 total in multiple groups of eight. And that she has no idea what's going on. And basically, you know, to skip through this part a little bit, it was just a big scam that some people pulled off by scamming 120 people to come in here. And I was in the very last group doing this, how I mentioned, you know, going to the embassy, running there basically 2 days before the flight. So I really caught the tail end of this. But nevertheless, I was left in New York with $200 in my pocket. Thank God my dad gave me the just-in-case money. And, now looking back, I'm pretty sure the Russian-looking killer secretary was there not to welcome us. He was there to make sure we don't leave with the $3,000. It was later that I found out that you can rent office at the Empire State Building by the hour. And, it was just all well-organized and very believable scams. So, but everything happens for a reason, and I ended up not going back to check. A lot of the guys that were in the group went back to JFK, and they got new tickets and went back to check. But in my case, I borrowed so much money from my dad, by him selling the car, that I would have to probably work 10 more years to pay him back. And I kind of did this burning the bridges thing. I just decided I'm not going to go back because I was telling all my friends for 2 days goodbyes. And, you know, if I came back in 2 years, I think my nickname would be The American for the rest of my life, because I spent 48 hours in here and lost everything I had. So wow. It was, you know, partially pride, partially I was 22 years old and young and still, you know, wasn't afraid of things that maybe I would be afraid of today. So I invested $140 out of the 200 into a Greyhound bus and bought a ticket to Tampa and just went down to Florida, mainly because I figured, you know, it's Thanksgiving up in New York. It was cold. So if I'm supposed to sleep under a tree, it might as well be a palm tree. and that's where this journey started.
Yeah.
2 days on the bus heading down to Florida and thinking about what I'm going to do and heading into the unknown.
Yeah.
And everything turned out really awesome.
It's really amazing because as you're telling that story, you know, and I can understand wanting to get out of New York because it's cold up there. And but picking Florida makes sense. But how did you pick Tampa? Just flip a coin?
It was just when I was looking for the original ad, there were other ads for job opportunities in New Jersey for construction and in Florida for hospitality. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went down with the hope that I'm just going to walk into the hotel and just find somebody who speaks Czech that's already here and just get a job at one of the hotels. So it was kind of a specialized knowledge, a little bit, you know, thing that I picked up from the advertising that I was actually responding to. So,
and it's really amazing, Danny, how he continued to, you know, he had to start out from picking himself up by the bootstraps. Had to start over. He started out working low-paying jobs and, you know, just minimum wage. And he invested himself, went to college. And, you know, it's really a story of inspiration, isn't it, Don? I mean, there's so many people out there that need to hear this, that in this time of the year when you may feel alone or you feel like you're a loser, you're not a loser. You're just, you know, you just got to pick up the pieces and, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, when the world gives you lemonade, you make lemonade, right?
It's a very inspiring story. And there's something that strikes me, and especially for entrepreneurs who are listening to our show, that, you know, uncertainty is the water we swim in. Mm. And Mary, you said it all worked out fine. And I'm guessing that some of that was the lesson that you learned about you got to be comfortable with swimming in that water of uncertainty. That's the life of an entrepreneur. And also doing what you have to do what you have to do. Like you shared with us, with Jim and I, that you're actually at an event and you're in a hotel room next to the banquet room because you had committed to do the show. So you're doing what you have to do. So I think these are important lessons for entrepreneurs to hear.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, like one of the things that I've often said is that I get up when I started my manufacturing business, ladies and gentlemen, my last name's Grant. It's not Getty. And the only thing I could get out of the bank at that time when I started my company was a free cup of coffee. And I'm being honest with you. But you know what? I got up early and I worked late and I worked on weekends for the same amount of money, which was zero, because all the money I was getting, I was putting back into my company. And that's what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Because, Don, you know, at speakerspathway.com, we get a lot of people that come to us and they just feel like they don't know where they don't have any clarity in their mind. I think you said it best. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time with our members, and we have a bunch of new members who just joined. And that's a common thing that I see is lack of clarity. They're trying a bunch of different things, trying to get to earnings the way they can support themselves. And often that's just diffuses their energy in all kinds of places. And it's really been helpful and a great learning experience for me to work with them and help them get just laser focused and clarity. I like to call it the fastest path to cash. You know, how can they get to the minimum viable product, get it out there, sell some stuff and build from there. And absolutely right. Just clarity is key.
Yeah, it really is. And Don and I, we've got a very good special going because we're very thankful with Thanksgiving around the corner. And if someone would like to try speakerspathway.com on a 1 month try me basis, you can have full exposure to all of our training and our coaching and everything and see if we're a good fit for you. It would cost you the grand total of how much, Don?
$7.99 or what I like to say is two apples from Whole Foods. They, you know, $7.99, two apples from Whole Foods to get weekly coaching, to get the clarity, yeah, to finally be able to get that fastest path to cash.
Yeah. And one of the things that we're getting about 2 minutes left before we get to commercial. One of the things I want to do is get back to Mira about how did you just keep on keeping on, because here you are, you're brand new in America, you just got scammed out of $3,000, you've got $200 of kind of like what if money, or kind of like a little cushion there. You spent $140 on a bus ticket going to Tampa, and you know you got to start working minimum wage. But what gave you the inspiration just to keep on keeping on whenever the going got tough? You said, well, the tough gets going.
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I honestly don't remember exactly what I was telling myself, except for the, I was more scared of the going back and having to pay my dad all that money over that long of a time, and all my friends making fun of me that I was back in 48 hours on a turnaround trip, that, you know, that ego and that scaredness of being made fun of and having to pay the money back was probably the driver at that time. And mm-hmm. It's funny because, you know, as I was saying, it was $6,000 to $8,000 a month in the promise of this trip. And I ended up making $5.50 per hour, working 18 hour shifts. So it took me 18 hours to make $100 basically. And mm-hmm. I was doing it 7 days a week. And just, you know, if they didn't have enough work for me at one job, I just found a second one and drove between two jobs during those times. So I definitely got a taste of, you know, working hard and,
sure,
and doing all that, and I ended up paying my dad back very quickly, actually.
That's good.
Saved up, so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm sure I know that was a great feeling to have. But you know one thing, Dandy, we're about 30 seconds away from commercial. But the one thing that stands out in my mind is that even though, you know, the deal, the promise, the dream that Mira had, it went bad on him, he did not lose his vision to make his dream a reality, did he, sir?
No. Stayed clear on the vision. Stay total clarity on the vision.
Yeah, because if something you're trying doesn't work, it just may be that this wasn't the right place for you. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you know that besides home and work, Americans spend more time at the mall than anywhere else? There are 50,000 shopping malls in the United States alone. The Mall of America, located between Minneapolis and St. Paul, is the largest in the world, with more than 500 stores. What's a word for a person who is a compulsive shopper? An oniomaniac. Studies have shown that women will buy more if they hear their heels clicking on the floor. So designers often use hard flooring in hallways. Of course, the stores want customers to spend all their coopity-coop. That's another word for money. Well, I gotta run. There's only one more shopping day until tomorrow. My husband said if I don't quit shopping so much, he would leave me. Lord, I'm gonna miss that man.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, joined by Dandy Don McGrath, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and they got some complimentary gifts there, don't they, Dandy?
We absolutely do. So SpeakersPathway.com, right in the middle of the homepage, complimentary gifts. Click on that, brings you to a page. You'll see pictures of our executive team. And one of the first ones you're going to see is Bill Heinrich. And Bill is a high-level business coach. Jim and I actually use him as our coach for Speakers Pathway. And Jim and Bill teaches about beyond the law of attraction, how to go with the energy and have the universe deliver what it must deliver to you. And it's a lot of some of the things we're talking about today and manifesting. So go to speakerspathway.com, complimentary gifts, scroll down right next to Bill's picture is a button where you can get his law of attraction guide and a toolkit. Just click that. It's incredible stuff. Could very well change your life.
It really is. And I really enjoy visiting with Bill because Bill asks you questions to get you thinking, to clear up the cobwebs of your mind. And in joking with me one day, he says, you know, a lot of people get by on their good looks. So, Jim, you just really pay attention to what I'm about to tell you now. But, you know, speaking about, you know, someone having to pick up the pieces. You know, like you said, Dandy, I mean, my goodness, Mira's story is, it's a classic of how a person can go from being lied to, being scammed out of thousands of dollars, having to work, you know, minimum wage jobs, invested in himself. He graduated from the St. Petersburg College and with a television and video production degree. And then I'm going to let him tell the story about how, you know, hey, I had a couple of other, you know, nice, you know, experiences that ended up in failure. But Dandy Don, my goodness. I mean, how does Mira's story strike you, sir?
It just is an inspiring story. And, you know, it's one of those things because we all go through that all is lost moment, right? He's standing in New York City, $200 in his pocket, not wanting to, you know, can't go back. And now what? And so, I mean, I find that personally inspiring because, you know, once in a while we all have that. It's like, oh man, mm-hmm. something didn't go the way I expected. Right. So I draw on Mira's story and other stories like it to keep moving forward. And so Mira, I'd like to share with us and share with our listeners kind of what was that turning point for you that really, really changed things?
Well, I mean, after I got my first job at the hotel, you know, I obviously wanted more, right? I didn't come to the United States to just settle for, you know, mediocre life. And the American dream is definitely, you know, true thing for people that come from the outside and hopefully for a lot of people that were born here. But, you know, I kind of did all the prerequisites for the American dream, you know, washing dishes and working at a hotel and then graduating to delivering pizza and then working at the factory. All that while I was going to school. And my schooling, that's another funny story because I went to school for like 7 years on and off, changed my major 7 times before I finally settled on the video and TV production and decided to finish it up. And the reason I switched my major 7 times because I was so afraid of taking a public speaking class that every time I was supposed to take it, I changed my major. So I have 120 I have 120 credits, but only 2-year degree from the college. So maybe, you know, one day I'm waiting for the honorary bachelor degree certificate from that school with all the time. But, you know, and then it's funny because now I speak from stages, we do all that. But at that time, I literally was afraid to talk to more than one person at a time. And mm-hmm. you as a speaker pathway founders and working with so many people, I'm sure you know how that goes and that I'm not the only one that's, you know, more scared of public speaking than anything else in the world. So, but anyway, so that's how I went to school, finished my degree in video and TV production, started doing, you know, some weddings on the side and kind of like ease into the business a little bit. And maybe I should also mention that before I settled on the TV and video production, while I was working in the factory, on my days off, I was already thinking about starting different businesses. And I started a custom furniture business where I was building, you know, furniture in my garage and build like five pieces before I realized that I'm not making any money. And I can't even get a store credit from Home Depot. And it was just a, you know, downhill spiral, you know, so I shut that one down pretty quickly. And then I built a website when I was working night shifts and in one of the companies. I was basically filling my time by building a website for, it was called Pool Hall Finder, and I love playing pool. And I was going to do a portal where people can go and find their, you know, place to play billiards and pool in their hometown. So I started building it, except I named it Olympic Billiards. And before this thing went even live, I got a call from the United States Olympic Committee that they liked my site, but unfortunately I can't use the name. And they shut me down before I even launched. And that little stumbling thing just got me off finishing that project. So then immediately after that, the whole video production, I took the classes. I fell in love with creating videos and telling stories and all of that stuff. And really, the rest is history at this point. I mean, I've been in since 2004 when I started my first video production company. I've been in that business and growing ever since.
That's really amazing because you're also the founder of you're the founder of Beck Audio Visual Services, and you have Overnight Success Studios. And I was very fortunate, ladies and gentlemen, that Mira invited me down to his studio and filmed me for probably, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, and let me do, you know, share with him others about who I am and what I do and so on and so forth. And it really is a wonderful opportunity for me and Don to be able to have you on the show and to help pay it back a little bit and pay it forward, because that's what we're really, and this is the secret sauce that people really need. They need a home on the internet. They need joint ventures, people that are interested in helping them get their message out. And Dandy Don, when it comes to getting your message out, you are a master at that, sir.
I like to think so anyways, you know.
You're the speaking geek, brother.
Everybody thinks that their child is smart and good looking until someone tells them different.
My family.
that hasn't happened. But, you know, I think that, you know, I'm a strong believer. And one of the things that I teach is speaking is incredibly important because it's one to many communication. And it's, you know, it's one of the best ways to really connect with people. The next thing behind that is video. Yes. And video is such a critical thing for people in their businesses. It's a medium that just connects like no other medium except person to person. And so Mira, what's been your experience with that?
Well, for sure, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, when I started the video production, one of my first gigs that I got basically by accident is me in the back videotaping this seminar with all these speakers. And, you know, now we kind of know that as the pitch fest. You know, you have 15 speakers for 3 days and everybody is teaching a little bit and then making an offer. And it was my very first time seeing that, you know, people jumping on the chair in the back of the room and, you know, just getting the crowds follow them. It was just magical. And when I was sitting there with my video camera, I was, you know, listening. And people are talking about marketing and speaking and sales and you name it. And I'm thinking, how is this going to apply to my business? How is this going to apply to my business? and my brain was just going a million miles an hour. And that's when I realized I need to invest into education, like real life education, like, you know, marketing through Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle and learn from the best. And, you know, if somebody wants to learn how to speak from the stage, they should go to you guys. Like, there's always this quick, faster way to go to find the answers that you will not find in the college. You know, you're not going to go to college for public speaking and become a public speaker. You go to speaker pathway and you can, in a few weeks, probably become a public speaker. But anyway, so, you know, being in the back of the room and growing from that one camera operation to now events of, you know, 1,500 people and doing probably 500 plus events in my career, I've seen so much. And it's always been mind-blowing how people can share their message one-to-many, just like you said, Don, and how, you know, you can really video and speaking one-to-many is definitely the only way, in my opinion, to share your message with the masses. And as speakers and coaches, we always want to change people's lives. I mean, the underlying thing, it's not I want to write a book because I want to write a book, or I want to create an information course just for the heck of it. It's because we want to get that information and our knowledge and experiences in front of other people in hopes that they will consume that content and help them to avoid some of the learning experiences that we've had, and, you know, fast track their success. So, you know, video, in my opinion, is the only way that you can deliver this, your message consistently 24/7, 365, in the exact same way you've intended. Because in print, as great as copywriters may be, everybody that's going to read a print message is going to read it in their own voice. And you have no control over how they're going to read that message. So if you do want to have a control over how people digest your content, you definitely have to use video. Because even sound, you don't see the body language. You don't see a lot of the other things that you can see when you use video. So I always tell people, start with video and then go down. Strip the audio and use it for, you know, different ways to, like in this case, you know, podcasts, radio shows, things like that. And then you can always have it transcribed and use the print as part of your, you know, copywriting, if you will, or, you know, other places. But anyways, you know, obviously you can probably tell I love video, but yeah, it's I really think that that's the most powerful way to share a message.
It really is, because what's really interesting, as we say here at speakerspathway.com, is that everyone's heard that a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures, because that's exactly what it is. And then when you have good speaking skills, we normally think of speaking like speaking live in front of an audience, but you got to have good speaking skills if you're going to do a video, if you're going to do a Facebook Live, and being able to tie the two together. I mean, that's just a 1-2 punch, isn't it, Dandy?
It really is. And it, Mira, I love what you're saying. I was taking notes down here, and I'm going to use some of what you're saying. It's the only way. That 24/7 video is the only way, right? You get up on a stage, you're up there for maybe an hour, but if you do that in video, 24/7, 365 forever. I love that.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. And when you put it on the internet, it's like taxes. It's there forever. You know, it really is. And we'll be right back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymous and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break, and don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be
courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's Margin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, you're the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com. And brother, you've got complimentary gifts there you haven't given away yet, have you, brother?
I haven't. And one of the things, like I shared before, I've been spending a lot of time with our new members, helping them to get clarity. And so I'd like to offer today the opportunity for someone who's listening to just have a clarity session with me. I would love to bring you through that process of really getting clarity on where you're at and what is your fast path to cash. So just go to speakerspathway.com, go to contact, just send a message saying I want clarity, and I'll get back to you. But so Miro, we were talking about the importance of video and how it's an extremely powerful medium. But there's, you know, people might be sitting out there thinking, gosh, you know, I got this phone. I can push the button and get video, but you know, I don't know where to turn. So maybe you can share with them some resources and maybe how you can help them.
Yes. I mean, as far as, you know, just how to make their videos, you know, there's, I always like to say, keep it simple. Like, don't ever think that you need to have a bunch of equipment and you need to, you know, keep getting ready to get ready to get ready and never get anything done. And today, you know, when I speak about video, I always still pull out my iPhone and tell them that you have everything you need in the back pocket, and everybody has one of those. And I honestly shoot a lot of videos with my phone when it's, you know, quick messages and staying in touch with clients and putting stuff on Facebook, things like that. And then, of course, there's a room for professional videos. So, you know, if you have plans on, you know, getting your own info product done or recording professional content that you're going to be selling, you know, you may want to consider either doing it at home and just getting your own setup inexpensively with, you know, maybe a one camera or a laptop or a few lights and a good microphone. Or you can go and hire someone like me who actually has a studio with, you know, hundreds of thousands of worth of toys that Jim has visited and, you know, experienced really creating his own product. But that's, you know, there's big scale. I just want to make sure that people understand you do not need to have all the technology to create a video. Today, it's so available and so easy to do it. I think the biggest challenge that people have typically is actually pressing the record button for the first time, because they feel, I don't know what to say, I don't know, you know, if I'm going to look stupid, whatever. And I always give people advice that when they start doing Facebook Lives and start shooting videos, do it for yourself. Like, just do it as a practice. Forget about how many people watch it or don't watch it. You know, you shoot a video, you get one like on Facebook and you give up on shooting videos. But, you know, just always find like some underlying positive reason in some of these things. You know, don't think that if you don't have 10,000 likes on your first video that you're a failure. Like, just keep doing it, you know.
Absolutely, because a lot of people look at it and, you know, they will maybe the phone will ring or they get distracted and they don't, you know, even hit the like button, but that does not mean that they did not appreciate it. And also too, we've been talking a lot about your studios and you're the founder of Beck Audio Visual Services. Would you be so kind as to share with the listening audience your website, how they can get in touch with you, and anything you'd like to offer, sir?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for that. So I have, we have overnightsuccessstudios.com. And that will just take you to our Facebook page. It's not fancy. So this is just an example on how you can have a business and you don't have to have a website. You don't have to have a million other things to get started. So, you know, yeah, one day I'm going to build a website, possibly, maybe, whatever. But right now it's just a Facebook page, just as easy as that. So you can go visit the overnightsuccessstudios.com. There's a video tour, beautiful video tour that I would normally give you in person if you came to visit. So you can watch that video and have perfect understanding and get the feel of what the studio looks like. And I'll be happy to, and you know, if you do live events, if you actually do seminars already and speak, beckav.com, that's B-E-C-K-A-V.com. is our page that you can go visit and contact me through to help you with any of your live seminar production needs. And for the listeners, I've built my business on referrals. Like literally 100% of my business comes in through referrals, and I love helping people just figuring out their strategy and just doing the strategy sessions to help them figure out if we are the right match for each other, or just give them some advice. And if we don't work together, I'm totally okay with that, because I know percentage-wise, if I talk to 10 people, 8 of them will probably become friends, clients, something that we do down the road. So I will be absolutely thrilled to give away 30 minutes of my time to anyone who wants to chat about taking their knowledge and creating a course out of it, or putting on a live event, or whatever you can use from my expertise. And you can just email me, Mira, that's M-I-R-A, at B-E-C-K.com. I'm not sure if we can put this in the description in the show or, something like that.
So yes, we can.
For people to find me. And if you just if you just email me and tell me that you heard the interview and that you would like to chat, I will be happy to help you out any way I can and do a 30-minute consultation or
Absolutely. All of the websites and all the information there, ladies and gentlemen, will be on the webpage there at toginet.com/yourfutureisnow. You can click on the shows. You can see all of our shows there. You can download the podcast. You can go to iTunes. All that information is there. And if you ever have any questions about anyone on the show or anything like that, just contact me or Dandy Don, and we'll be glad to answer any question you have. But what was really struck me there as you were talking about your 30 minutes consultation, Dandy Don, can you imagine the clarity? Because we know what Mira brings to the party. We know his expertise. We know what a focused and polished professional he is. Can you imagine someone thinking, well, I've got an idea on a video, but I don't really have the confidence, and someone contacting Mira? How much of a value would that be for them, brother?
Huge value. Friends, if you're listening and you're thinking, gosh, I know everybody keeps telling me that I need to do video, my message is very important, and you're scared, you've sat there in front of your phone with your finger hovering above the button, knowing that you want to get your message out, but something's holding you back, you've got someone with tens of thousands of hours of being behind a camera, working with some of the best in the business, who just offered you 30 minutes of their time. Wow. I'm just saying that, reach out, take Mira up on his offer. If all it does for you is get you to push that stinking button, it's worth your time. So believe me, take that action, talk to Mira. It's going to make a world of difference.
It really will. And, just the value there, ladies and gentlemen, because, even as much speaking as I've done, in all the radio shows I've been on, when I get ready to do a video, a training video, Dandy Don, do you know how many I have to do before I finally get it right? For some reason,
shots, right?
It's usually three. I don't know why. So I just go through the first one and blah, 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 blah. I get my tongue wrapped around my eye tooth and I can't see what to say. And, I'll sneeze or something, and, I get lost and get carried off. And I go, well, that's not good. So I'll stop it, erase it, throw it in the trash, start over again. But, that's okay, because practice makes what?
Yeah, practice perfect. You just gotta take action. Do that first video.
Yes.
Push that button.
Yes.
And if what it takes is getting on the phone with Mira and feeling comfortable that you do have that message, that you're robbing people basically by not sharing your message.
Yes.
Set up a time with Mira. Get to know Mira. Your message is important and needs to get out.
Yeah, because you're going to be able to establish a mastermind there with Mira, because look at all the years of experience, all the thousands of hours of experience. And I've been to his studio. I've been on the Overnight Success studio there. I've been on the TV there. And I'm telling you, folks, it's first class. If you're looking for some first class advice, get in touch with Mira. Again, Mira, what's your website and how can he get in touch with you, brother?
The easiest way would be to just visit overnightsuccessstudios.com and then reach out to me through Mira at beckav.com and just mention in the email that you heard me on the show, and then I'll know that you know, we're going to schedule the consultation. And really, that, you know, my big gift is really finding out really quickly all the opportunities and outlining kind of the blueprint for your business. And in those 30 minutes, whether we end up working together or not, it doesn't really matter. Like, this should be just a conversation where I give you a lot of value, and then if it makes sense, we'll do it. If not, no feelings hurt. You don't have to feel obligated to do anything with me, you know. So definitely take me up on it. It would be, I'm sure, life-changing for you, and I'm always happy to chat with people and meeting new people and getting to know you a little bit and all of that stuff. So for me, it's just fun anyways, and, you know, I'll be happy to do it.
The thing I really like about Mira, ladies and gentlemen, and Dandy Don, you and I, we've seen this in action. He's not afraid to think big and encourage people to set goals. And most importantly, don't be afraid to work hard to accomplish those goals. That is good advice for everyone, isn't it, Dandy?
It really is. And you should see Mira at one of these events. I mean, he's like the James Brown of video, right? James Brown is the hardest working man in video and not afraid to do the hard work, which is another great lesson for any entrepreneur. Overnight success is a decision.
Yeah. And, you know, to close the loop, as you speakers or as us speakers like to say, you know, people always say, because I'm writing a book called Overnight Success, Wake Up and Be Successful, and the Overnight Success Studios, I really truly believe that overnight success really is a decision. So, you know, that 1% club, how everybody talks about only 1% of people will be successful and all that. I really think that only 1% of people will ever get to the point in their life where they meet a mentor or you know, meet somebody who tells them about goal settings, and they actually decide to be successful. Because once you make the decision, everything else is just mechanics. Like, you want to figure out where you want to be, where you are at this point, and then just, you know, find mentors and coaches and resources, whatever you want to do to take you to that point. But if you don't ever make that decision, you will never take the first step to your success, whatever that means to you, because success is personal for everybody. So I just want to stress that, you know, if you are listening to this and you've been thinking about different things, whatever, just make the decision, decide to be successful, take the first step, and I guarantee you will reach your success at some point.
That is great advice. It really is. And, you know, Dandy Don, we got about 30 seconds left. And again, we've got a very special 1 month try me there at speakerspathway.com. Would you share that with the audience, please?
The price of 2 apples from Whole Foods, I'll say it again, $7.99 to get access to a team of 8 subject matter experts for pretty much everything you need as an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next Friday. Have a good weekend.